Sammy Barnes, only 36 years old, and with 15 seasons of full competition behind him, gives no signs of nearing the end of his amazing career.
This is Harry Hog Football, the original Redskins fans podcast. On today's show, we talk about the debacle of a game between the Washington Redskins and the New York Giants. This and much, much more live with Aaron and John. Yo, 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 what's up, John?
Sup?
What's happening?
What's up?
Excellent!
What's up?
Dude, I totally forgot to get Discord going before we started the podcast, and I had to do it while I was doing the intro. So that's why. I think it's working now. Doesn't matter. There's no one in there anyway.
Shanny's in there. He just said, fire on.
Oh, I did. Yeah, but he hadn't popped in. Now he's in there.
Yeah.
And he's like, where's the music? Where's the intro music? Well, Shanny, I screwed up and didn't start the Discord until after I did the intro.
the debacle of a game between the Washington Redskins.
How many times have I said debacle out of 593 episodes? I've had to hit 250.
Everybody's doing it now. Everybody likes saying debacle. I think they stole it from us.
They stole a lot of things from us.
Well, I stole one thing from Northern Virginia when you and I were up there watching the game. Debacle. The Caps game was good. But we got some of these Buy Dan beers for our collections. We drank them. They're good. Buy Dan.
Pretty decent.
Pretty decent pale ale. I mean, it's an IPA. Tastes like 23 years of bitterness. They still had them at the Safeway in Arlington.
Rosalind.
Rosalind, that's right. That's right. I always forget it's Rosalind's dog.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast, Shanny and DJ Cool 4 is in here. You got to be pretty diehard fan to be in here. 2 days before Thanksgiving, after that debacle with us going into Dallas on national television where everyone in the entire country is going to be watching the game in 2 days.
Sure are.
Ron Rivera. Dude, I am so tired of him acting as if he's coaching a Pop Warner team. Well, we saw a lot of growth and development. Doesn't matter the score, boys, as long as you're learning how to play football. These are pros! They should have learned how to play football before they got here. Don't tell me about growth and development. Tell me why you're not winning the game, not growth and development. They should have already had that. If they didn't get that in college, they shouldn't be in this level. It's done. That's all there is to it. So I don't want to hear any more thing. I don't want to hear anything else about growth and development of the team.
We're just going to watch tape.
We're going to grow from this. We're going to move on and grow. And we're going to get better. You never get better. You get worse, dude. You get worse.
He's been here for three and three-fifths of this season.
This is fourth year, dude.
Yeah, three and three-fifths of this season. So the team is worse now than it was his first season. We may not win another game. We've got Dallas twice.
The Jets,
yeah.
Miami.
Twice. Miami, the Rams, San Francisco. We may not win another game. I mean, Miami put up 70 points on Denver. Oh, man.
Dude, why do the Giants own us? They own us. We can't beat them no matter what. I know you say a few years ago we swept them, but that seems like few and far between because for years they beat us with whatever running back happened to be on the team would put up 200 yards. It didn't matter who he was. Tiki Barber, Josh
Jacobs,
Brandon Jacobs, some other random dudes when those guys were injured. Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito. Oh, my God. We made him look like he's going to the Hall of Fame. And he got sacked 9 times. We sacked him 9 times, and he still beat us because our secondary is so insanely, ridiculously bad.
It was really refreshing to see 7 sacks, though. I can't remember the last time we had more than 2 or 3.
9.
Dude, I posted in our Discord chat room. If you guys, you Redskins fans out there, you can come to our Discord chat room and commiserate with all of us. All this stuff.
Dude.
And the stat came out. I saw the stat this morning. It said, TDs allowed from outside of the red zone. Now, you guys know the red zone is the 20-yard line, 20-yard line. Between the 20-yard line and the end zone and the goal line, that's the red zone, okay? TDs allowed from outside of the red zone. Kansas City and Baltimore have allowed 2. I'm going to go all the way up to the top number, which is 9 by Tampa Bay, Denver, and the Chargers. But there's one more. There's an outlier. It's like if you were doing this
like stuff. Like a bell curve.
Yeah, exactly. If this was in a math class, you'd probably cut this decision because it's so far out, an outlier from everything else. 9 was Denver and the LA Clippers. Washington has given up 14 touchdowns from outside the red zone, 5 more than any other team in the NFL.
You basically, you would statistically throw it out.
You throw out Washington. You just cut it out because it's so such an outlier. It's way down there. You just chop it.
You did lose me, though, because somewhere in there you said the Clippers.
I said the Clippers instead of the Chargers.
Oh, okay. I was confused. I'm like, Clippers?
They're both in L.A. Come on.
Okay, I got you now.
Dude, the Clippers are a basketball team.
And we had 14, yes.
14.
And honestly, I thought it was more 9. Than that. I thought it was more than that.
That's Dude. TDs from – that means a touchdown had to be thrown or run 21 yards or more.
So our seats at this game – by the way, the tailgate with Tailgate Ted was amazing again. Perfect awesome. Weather. Yep. He had
it was
a
Thanksgiving.
Whole,
it was so nice.
Thanksgiving theme. We hung out with the rally captain for a while. He offered to come on the show, so we'll need to make that happen at some point. Hung out with the rally captain, and we had our, what was it, like a turkey burger with stuffing and cranberry sauce and gravy?
And there were like sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top. Like I went and scooped so much that this is actually sweet potatoes, like the real deal. So I scooped some up. I was like, yeah, man, I want this.
Green bean casserole, mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, there's so much good food.
There was so much cheese in that too. pork loin, like he had the set up, dude. They had a DJ playing some.
They did have a DJ.
Make my day.
So that part was great. We were sitting up there with Chen and Nova Scotia's friends, the entire Naval Academy, it seemed like, in our section.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch
That's
of cadets.
Right, yeah. Bunch of cadets.
There were
About
no jerks around.
For us. You're right. Yeah.
No jerks. Our seats, though, were at this weird angle, like kind of in the corner of the end zone, but. Usually if you get one that's like near the goal line, you have a good angle and you can tell first downs pretty well. But our angle, you couldn't really tell anything depth-wise on the field.
It was kind of hard to do that. And the sun was just beating down on our section, man. When it finally went down at about somewhere in the third quarter, I was just like, oh,
it felt so much better.
So much better.
But you know what I could tell from those seats? That you can't often tell on TV? These dudes for the Giants, when they would bust plays, they were so wide open. There was no one around.
You guys know how
I could have thrown as well as Tommy DeVito in there. I could have thrown those balls to those dudes and completed them.
Yeah,
these guys were so open.
Yeah.
And then on that run, dude,
hold on. You would look over and you'd see like three of our defenders all rushing towards one person. And you see the other person wide open on the other side of the field. Like no one looked at him. College wide open. They're so wide open. You can't, when they're catching the ball, you can't see anyone from the other team around them on the camera. That's the worst of the worst right there. And it's happened to us. We've given up like 14 touchdowns of 21 yards or more. That happened on a lot, if not all, of those plays.
Dude, they had 9 sacks, but then they give up 9 of those dumb plays.
Yeah.
I don't get it, dude. I don't understand.
It's because the players aren't playing 100% for the coach, whatever their reasons are. They're not focusing on what's going on. They're losing focus on the field, and someone runs by him, and 3 people cover this guy, and the other guy catches a touchdown over and over and over again. The coaches, I mean, they've been sold out for weeks, and the players know it. And they're just like, man, I think to a T, these players right now, if you talk to any of them, like in a bar or something like that, they say, I can't wait to get a new coach. I wish we would get a new coach next week so they can actually teach us something instead of whatever the hell Ron and JDR are trying to teach.
Guys, it's a process. Oh, thank you for bringing up the turnovers, dude.
Oh.
6. We thought there was only 5 because we went down to... We finally had to get up and like go get some shade for a minute at the beginning of the third quarter because we were about to pass out.
Yeah.
And we were coming back, John, you were in line getting like a pretzel, and like the guys were like ripping you off as usual at the concession stand.
Probably the same dude.
Probably. But anyway, I was watching on the TV and I'm like, dude, because, you know, I had had a few of those by dance. And, you know, by that point, I was like, dude, the game started. We held them and we're getting the ball back. And then John's like, it didn't start, dude. Over on that TV, they're just showing replays from the second quarter. And we get in there and I was like, dude, I told you they started. There's like 11 minutes left. And then we're in there. And then we didn't find out till later that night that Pringle apparently fumbled the opening kickoff.
So that was the 6th turnover, because you and I were just like, what was the last one? We swore it was only 5. Because there was TVs up above right where I was getting the stuff. And there was TV on the left and TV on the right. And they were showing plays, but there were 2 different plays. They were not – so I was like, these must be highlights during halftime. So I was just like, nah, dude, we're not missing anything.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't think I had that many that I knew the game didn't start, but maybe – whatever. It didn't matter. There was some dude in our section that was wasted, dude.
Oh, man.
He was like, the whole game, he was like, the whole first half, he's like cussing, like, and he got to the point, the whole first half, he got to the point where he just sounded like this. Like, he was yelling, but he had lost his voice long ago. And it was, and like, the whole, like, naval cadets that were sitting in front of us were like looking over at this dude. And then we just stopped hearing them and didn't think of anything of it. And then we looked over at the end of the game, and they had given out these commanders, like, flags, salute to service flags at the beginning of the game. Yeah. And we looked over there, and there was, like, a flag at his seat, like, covered in vomit. And it was long. And his shirt. He had taken his shirt off. It was, like, a Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt or something. He had puked on it. Puked all over his nice little commander's flag, and then, like, I guess, was he removed from the stadium or removed himself? I don't know.
He either got removed or he may have, like, I mean, if he was throwing up on himself, I mean, that's, I don't know, if I owned a football team and I'd be like, all right, security, if anyone throws up on their own person, you keep probably need to take them out. And if they're, like, older than a year.
Older than a year.
A year.
Oh my gosh, dude. It just seemed like we were stuck in the mud with these turnovers. And like,
oh man, and it just, you kept seeing them. You know, the first 2 were pretty quick, and then you're just sitting in the seats and you're just like, okay, we're gonna, dang it. Okay, we're gonna do, dang it. And yet we were still in the game and had a chance to win in the last drive, didn't we?
Yeah, because I was like, Sam Howell has a chance to be a hero on national television. If he doesn't blow it.
If he doesn't blow it.
Sure enough.
And what happened?
A lame duck. As soon as that left his hand, it was like we were at this angle. It was down near our end. They were going the opposite way. But as soon as that ball left his hand, we're just like, no.
Yeah. it was like a movie, and they go in that slow motion part where everyone's like, no.
He had a bad game, dude. After we gave him all these accolades, all of us, even Kenny Ken had given him some accolades, and you know how much he's a Sam Howell skeptic, I'm going to say. I think that's appropriate.
He's very, very intrigued by the quarterback class of next year.
He's always intrigued with them. He also said we should get Trey Lance, don't forget.
Well, just as long as he doesn't, hopefully he won't tell us to go for Crybaby Williams, though.
He already did. We said no. We're not getting him.
I said that again today on there. I was just like, dude, we're not getting that guy.
All right.
He wouldn't talk to the media after they got beat by their rivals. He cries on his mom's lap. We don't want that guy as our quarterback. We've got Sam Howell, even though he had a terrible game, or probably the worst game of his career.
Three picks.
But I'll say what I always say. Hall of Famer Peyton Manning was 3-13 his first year. Hall of Famer Troy freaking Aikman was 1-15 his first year. And his only victory was against us. They had bad.
Of course it was, dude. Anytime anything good happens for a team after a long stretch of badness, it's against us.
LeVar Arrington ended his career, though. That was kind of nice.
Oh, and that sack on the sideline, right?
That sack where he ended up like riding him all the way to the, like under the bench.
He would have got a penalty for that these days.
Oh, do you get a penalty for anything? Anything it's like, these days?
It's like touching the quarterback, 15 yards. They might as well just have a penalty, which is this. Touching the quarterback. With more than one finger?
They just need to put flags on them, man. They can't tackle anybody. It's...
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever. Whatever. Anyway,
I don't really have that much to say about this game because I wasn't going to go back and watch it. We made the long journey back to the hotel room in a pretty not happy state after that game. Yeah,
and the entire train. Even the Giants fans on there, like, no one was whooping up. No one was being, like, obnoxious. Not a single Giants fan.
Nope. The Giants fans were just quiet. And there were a ton of them, dude. It was pathetic. You look down in the stand, and it was sea of blue.
In the sea on the away side, yeah, especially.
I think it was in the whole stadium, though. But, yes, definitely.
It was much more on that side than on the home side. I was checking it out. It didn't look as bad as the stupid Kelly Green.
At least it was full.
It was full. That was full. The Caps game was full. the Caps game eventually scored like a wide open goal
right in front of us.
Right in front of us. And then like a little bit after that, the Russian people that were to my left got up and left.
Yeah, that was fun, dude.
That one you will.
Because I'd never been to a... Caps game before in person.
Me neither.
So to see that, it was pretty awesome. It was a 4-3 game. We went the night before, Saturday night. And we just showed up at the box office and just bought tickets, which is kind of odd in this day and age. But anyway, we just bought tickets and went in.
Out.
And
yeah, they sold out eventually because there were people like just a lot of people were getting buying tickets.
Dude, the video projection and scoreboards going on in there were pretty freaking sick. I have to say. And I honestly think that the main scoreboard in Capital One Arena, which it only holds like what? How many thousands does it hold? I don't know.
It's just 20? Over 20,000.
Holds 20,000 people. I think their scoreboard is bigger than the scoreboard in FedEx Field, which was built for 90,000.
That scoreboard looks like people just kept attaching like a new thing on the bottom. Like, we have new technology. We can put more screens up. So they put a piece on the bottom of the scoreboard. Then they put a piece on there again. It was like it kind of was shaped kind of like a top.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
It was nice. It looked so it was so cool in there. Terrible refs, but still won the game. But then the next game we went to this. It was awful. I'm trying to think of. Oh, you know what I did? Let's talk some kickers. Let's talk about some kickers. Specifically, our kicker. Swole, Joey Sly.
He missed another one, dude. I knew that.
All right. Dude, I know. So I've been looking on FF Today. I believe that it translates to fantasy football. And I've been looking over the list of kickers that they have, and they have 36 kickers mm-hmm. on this list. Because, mm-hmm. you know, a couple teams have had extra people. Mm-hmm. So when we were for a field goals made, and I'm looking for our guy, where is he?
He had 100% field goals on Sunday. It's the extra points he can't get.
Well, the problem, he's missed 4 field goals this year. His percent is only 80%, which is quite low. As a matter of fact, if you go by his percent, he is ranked 29th. And we know he's missed 2 extra points. We don't know if this stuff, if it was all Cheeseman or anything like that.
You guys would be able to tell us more than we could see from our seats if it was Cheeseman this week.
But Joey Sly, you know, like last year he was up there a little bit, but this year he's just not good.
Dude, I want to know this. In that list that you're looking at of the rankings of kickers, how many kickers that used to be on our team are ahead of him?
I'm looking at field goal percentage right now. Ahead of him are I know of one. I'm trying to find his name. You guys know who it is. Dustin Happy Hopkins, ranked 16th with Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah.
I think he's the only one that we used to have.
I thought there was one or two other guys. DJ Cool 4 says, imagine if Sam had Trent in the O-line. We need an O-line bad. Yep. Well,
Graham Gano. Yeah, we do. Graham Gano is on there as well. He's the worst kicker.
All right, so he's worse than us. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If we had Trent, but Dan Snyder ruined that relationship.
Him and Dr. Death.
Him and Dr. Death, his like crappy back alley doctors that he hired.
Dude, the more we're gonna, especially I think next year, once Harrison really is puts a stamp on this team, whether it's after the game Thursday or after the game at the end of the year, we're gonna find out so many stories about like the underqualified people that we've had for so long. I mean, like this year we've got like a high school coaching our defensive backs. Last year we had Chris Harris, former player who was awesome, who got promoted with another team, but.
Wait, who is our defensive backs coach? You said he is our high school coach. I don't know who it is even.
He was a high school coach and JDR's buddy, and JDR brought him in.
Are you serious?
That's a true story.
What's this dude's name? I didn't even pay attention to this at all.
Commanders. No, it's not Ron Rivera.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Is this Damon Powell? Charles Herbert Flowers?
I have no idea who you're talking about, dude.
I'm looking at the people we have.
All right. I got a bigger question.
Week one coach, Damian Powell.
I've never heard
of that
dude.
This guy coached high school, and there's a picture of him with his high school like hat and shirt on.
Well, dude, you wonder why our defensive backs are so bad and they're college wide, they're high school wide open because we have a high school defensive backs coach. John, you put your finger on the problem. No one else is calling it out.
I was not first, but I knew people have been doing this. I've been talking about this for a couple weeks.
I hadn't heard about it.
It can't be this guy. It's got to be like an award I'm looking at or something like that.
Go to redskins.com and look at the coaching staff.
I'm trying. Where's coaches? Coaches. Ron Rivera, Eric Bieniemy, Jack Del Rio, Nate Kazor.
He's special teams, isn't he?
Nate Kazor, yeah, he has special teams. Luke Del Rio's assistant quarterback slash offensive quality control guy.
Slash ball boy.
Bobby Ingram, former Giant, wide receiver, is our wide receivers coach.
Okay. Well, our wide receivers are not the weak link, I don't think.
I'm getting through it, though.
Although they need to get more open. But anyway, go ahead.
This dude, defensive backs, Brett Wieselmeyer.
Who is that dude?
He went to the unit. He's the defensive backs coach. It doesn't say it. Oh, Brett Wieselmeyer helped start a high school powerhouse at Valor Christian. That's not a college.
That's his whole resume?
Where he went to college was University of Redlands. Redlands. What? I don't know where that is. I've never heard of that.
So he didn't even go to like a big powerhouse college? He started a powerhouse high school Christian team? And now he's coaching our defensive backs? This is the best guy we could find of all the colleges in the nation? Of all the aspiring coaches at those colleges? And we couldn't get one of those dudes from the college ranks to coach our defensive backs?
I want to reiterate, Luke Del Rio and Vincent Rivera, sons of each of Ron and Jack, are assistant quarterback slash offensive quality control coach and assistant linebackers coach.
So this nepotism has got to go, Josh Harris. And this other dude is Jack Del Rio's buddy, you said.
Yeah.
Probably got something on Jack.
Dude, he's probably likes to sit around and like.
Oh my gosh! I didn't realize it was that bad. Well, no wonder. No wonder we're blaming Jack Del Rio, but we should be blaming Jack Del Rio for bringing on dudes that don't know that don't have the pedigree. They could be great coaches, but who knows? I don't know. But it doesn't look like.
Last year was apparently a really great coach, and he got promoted to like a defensive coordinator somewhere or something like that. Those are the guys we're always missing. Those are like, you know, the LaFleurs and the dude that went to the Rams. What's his face? And the guy from the 49ers.
McVay,
Shanny the Younger.
Shanny Jr. McDaniels went to the Dolphins.
McDaniels, funny. I like that coach.
O'Connell. Isn't O'Connell the coach?
O'Connell, Kevin O'Connell.
Of the Packers,
coach
right?
Of the Vikings. Vikings, dude.
Sorry. Your best friend coach is the coach of the Packers. That guy you love. They used to coach Dallas, right?
Who?
Big dude that used to coach at Dallas. What's his name? Everyone in the peanut gallery.
Are you talking about Mike McCarthy?
Yeah, him.
The coach of Dallas. That used to coach Green Bay. I think you flipped it.
Well, you call them the Clippers, so we're even now.
Yeah, really. Clippers, Chargers.
All right. Anyway, let's ask people in the peanut gallery. I want to know what people think we should do at this point, as of today, which is November the heck, I don't know what it is. 20th. As of today. Would you rather see us win out and maybe go to the playoffs or lose out?
Aaron, I sent you a message with Wieselmeyer's picture if you would like to put it up.
Wieselmeyer, where'd you send it?
Through the chat right here.
Oh, through the control room? Yeah. Dude, we have a control room now, dudes.
We're contenders now.
Oh my gosh. This dude looks like he might be Jack Del Rio's like brother-in-law or something.
He's probably one of his drinking buddies.
All right, let's see if I can get in here. Let's see if I can bring this up on the screen here. There we go. Okay, ready? Okay. Here, I think I got him. There he is.
There he is.
Brett Wieselmeyer. University of Redlands.
Redlands.
His biography.
Where is that?
That's his entire biography, dudes.
And there's a story below it.
Oh, there
it is. Related content. Oh, there you go.
He went to high school in Santa Margarita.
Oh, he was the offensive assistant.
Dude, he coached at some place called Santa Margarita. Is that a real place?
I don't practice margarita.
Oh my gosh.
He played linebacker. Wow, he played linebacker. So you know he sucks because everyone that used to play linebacker for our team, the coaches now, sucks.
Dude, he hasn't coached anyone. Read through this. He hasn't coached since 2014. This guy.
How about that?
And then he went and became a offensive analyst.
Right.
In 2018 for Kansas, University of Kansas. And that's it?
That's it. That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think, I mean, obviously Chris Harris was a heck of a coach for taking us, for making our defensive secretary so secondary, so good last year, and so gone, like just terrible this year with him gone. Just add him to the list, like we said.
All right, I'm going to have to agree with Shanny on this. I'd rather us win out because I would rather us win every game because I don't like watching us get beat. It's not fun. I know people are like, yeah, but if we lose out, we'll get a better pick. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not going to mean we're not going to suck. I'd rather see us win five more games and get a lower draft pick than lose those games because there's only so much more of this I can take. I mean, there's only so much left. We're on 593 episodes of losing, dudes. I mean, come on. How many playoff games have we won in these 593 episodes since 2005? One?
One?
Zero?
At least one.
We've won one!
And that was over Seattle, I think, or Tampa Bay.
I love Shanny's. Shanny's succinct.
Tampa!
I'm leaving that up there the whole rest. His succinct answer, one. We've won one! I know we've lost to the Seahawks a few times in those games.
We've lost to everybody. Well, let's look ahead. Oh, by the way, we did improve our draft spot to give you the foil to your just last argument. We went from 10th to now 7th in the draft.
Yeah, we're also 7th in waiver wire, and apparently the Colts cut. Who's this linebacker?
That Leonard dude, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to be pretty good because Kenny Ken was all up on it as soon as it happened.
He's very good. He's very good.
Why'd they cut him?
Culture issues. Ian28 threw that up there. Yep, culture issues.
That's why they cut him? Leonard.
I think it had to do that. I think that lately he's had like a major injury and maybe he's not coming back and maybe they want to move on with like younger people. I don't know.
Has anyone claimed him yet? It says, should the Cowboys add him? Dude, if the Cowboys add him, which means we passed on the waiver wire if that happens.
Yeah. I don't know. We won't even find out about that till tomorrow, at
least.
Dude,
all I know is he's a linebacker and we have David Mayo. Sign him.
Which means we'll never sign him because he's probably good.
And someone else is going to put in a claim for him. We need to put in a claim. We're 7th. I found this out today, and I posted it in Discord. I did not know this. I thought if you make a claim on the waiver wire, then you go back to the back of the line, but that is not the case.
That's only in fantasy football.
I know. That's where I figured out how it worked from. But in real life, it goes by how crappy you are.
I thought it was like that in the past, and I thought it got changed recently. Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know, man.
So we're still 7th. We're still behind like the Cardinals who already took someone earlier.
Yeah, but they can take whoever they want.
Yeah. We need to put in a claim for this dude. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, I know. You know, you're right. I was going to be like, it doesn't matter because the coaches are terrible. And they're going to get fired either Friday or January 8th or 6th or whatever it is.
It does matter. This dude was an all-pro. We could have him for free for next year.
Right, exactly.
So, yes. And we need linebackers.
Be like, dude, just hang out for the last 5 games. Hang out. You're going to get someone better than this high school coaching guy. Next year it'll be
Dude, he has to be. We got to dig up something on him. He's got to be like related to Jack Del Rio, or like gave his kid a free ride at his like private high school or something. It's got to be something like that.
I can't look at that guy and expect him to be much of a defensive backs coach.
The name of this episode is Wieselmeyer.
Wieselmeyer.
Wieselmeyer. And Jack Del Rio. I'm going to put that in the search engine right now.
All right, so you guys out there, do you think, I mean, we all want Jack and Ron fired, like all of us want him fired. Do you think they'll fire him after this Thanksgiving game, especially if it's another damn debacle? Or do you think they'll still hold true and wait until the end of the year? Because he's getting fired one way or the other. All of them are.
Well, you already know when I would have fired him. I said he should have been fired. I said this before the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
That if we lose to the Giants, they should be fired before I set foot off the plane in Louisville. And guess where my feet are? They're back in Louisville. He still has a job. He should have been cut. He should be gone.
We have a game in 3 days, dude. We have a game in 3 days. Well, who's going to take care of it for 3 days? Do you want to put someone in charge for like 3 days? Do you want to wait?
Jennifer King, the only adult over there.
Wait. She's an offensive coach. Do you want to wait? Let us get boat raced by freaking Dallas and then fire him. Oh, God.
Are you talking about, hold on, are you talking about Rivera or Del Rio or Wieselmeyer?
Del Rio.
Well, I think Jack Del Rio and Ron and Wieselmeyer should be gone. What time is that game ending on Thanksgiving?
Starts at 4:30.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. 7:35 p.m. As soon as the triple zeros hit the clock, Harris needs to be in the tunnel.
giving out pink slips, man.
Handing out pink slips. Find your own way home, dudes. Enjoy Dallas.
Ryan Kerrigan, Jennifer King, you guys stay. And Eric Bieniemy. We're still trying to figure
this
you guys out.
This is what's going to happen.
What about Friday. Me, man? I'm Wieselmeyer. You need to. What am I doing with my job?
Here's what's going to happen.
Cut.
No, Jason Wright is not running the front office. He is running the business side, like, you know, sponsors and crap. Supposedly, Martin Mayhew is running the front office.
I think Harris's guys. Garris already has a guy. He's already brought a couple people in. I think those guys are really running the front office at this point.
I think you're right. And I think DJ Cool 4 has a cooler head than me. Because I knee-jerk reaction would have fired him after that game. The cooler minds in the room, I guess, however you say that, it probably is more wise.
The more steady minds.
It's more wise to wait until after Thursday. Because then at least you have like, aren't we on the bye after that?
Ooh, let me check.
I think it's our bye week. If not, it should be. Even if we're not on the bye week, we have at least 9 or 10 days till our next game.
We have Dallas, and then a week and a half later we have Miami, and then we have the bye.
I think we should do it right after Thanksgiving then. The mini bye week.
The mini bye week, really.
DJ Cool 4 is saying, no, do it after Miami.
Either way.
I think after Thanksgiving.
Do you think it's going to – I mean
– if we lose to Dallas, there's no chance of us making the playoffs. Am I correct? So what's – I mean, what's the point of keeping them around? I guess as of now, they say that we have a slim chance.
Oh, we have a chance?
If we ran the table, we would be, 10-7? Playoffs?
Did you say that to somebody?
I said that to some dude waiting for the porta potty. He was like, dude.
At the stadium.
He was like, dude, if we win this game today, we have a good chance of making the playoffs. And I go, playoffs? Anyway, it would be awesome if we ran the table, but I'm going to say
even Tailgate Ted was like doing a speech. It was, you know, F Dan Snyder and everything on there. And like, yeah, we're, and hopefully we'll have a victory today and stuff. And everyone was like, yay. Cause most of us thought we were going to get boat raced.
And then he was like, regardless, we had the greatest victory by getting rid of Dan Snyder. And then he like popped a bottle of champagne.
Dude, I noticed there were more than three people walking around tailgating with bottles of either champagne or wine and just drinking it right out of the big old bottle.
Well, he had one. He said that they've been doing it for every tailgate this year. They're popping a bottle of champagne because they're celebrating getting rid of Dan Snyder.
Very good.
Ian 28.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to the 14th pick. What is that if we run the table? Is that what he's talking about? So what happens if Ron Rivera marches our guys out there this week and we get some huge upset of Dallas, which honestly, this may sound weird, but I feel better about us beating Dallas than we did going into the Giants game because we always play the Dallas well. Well, usually.
Yeah.
And the usually. Giants, we usually. Always suck against.
Yeah. All the time. Like, yeah.
So what if we march Ron out there and he, you know, gets some big victory? What if we beat Dallas like 28-17 or something like that? Then does he have a chance of A, making it to the end of the season, and B, making it any further than that?
He's going to get fired at the end of the year, if not before. I 100% think that.
Will he make it to the end of the year if he gets a win?
That's the thing. Yeah, if he beats Dallas at Dallas on Thanksgiving, Josh Harris be like, yeah, you can stay here the rest of the year for that.
Yeah. And also, I'm just going to go out on a limb here, and I've said this time and time before about this Dallas game, who I hate. We haven't even got into our Dallas hatred yet on this episode. Dakota is overrated, dude. I'm sorry. Guy's not good.
I hate Ezekiel Elliott. He's a stupid. He's a dumb back. He doesn't do anything.
All he did was run straight forward. He didn't even take a cut. No. Take zero cuts. He had that awesome offensive line, and that's why he was good at Dallas. And now he sucks because he's at New England. And what did he get? 4 yards against us.
He's also had made. Oh yeah, dude. You know what? You're right. You're 100% right. I was going to say that he's had like major injuries now, but yeah, there's no excuse for him not to be able to run against us. It doesn't matter if he's got like a Pop Warner jersey on. It doesn't matter what he's wearing.
Look at what Shanny.
He shouldn't have destroyed us.
Look at this comment by Shanny. The biggest indictment of Ron this year is if we were prepared and took care of business against the Chicago and New York Giants twice, we'd be 7-4.
And they have both those guys are ahead of us. We're 7th in the draft right now. Those guys are ahead of us in the draft because they have worse records, yet one of them beat us once.
Twice.
And the Giants beat us twice.
Yeah. Oh, third downs are ridiculous, dude. Ian 28. It's so frustrating because we can hold them to like 3rd and 9, and then that's when you're the most nervous. If it's 3rd and 4, you're like, oh, we can might be able to stop them here. But if it's 3rd and 9, 3rd and 12, 3rd and 15, they find some giant hole in the zone, like bigger than Texas, to throw it to a wide open dude every time.
I said during the game, 3 or 4 times, it was like 3rd and 7, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 6. And a couple of them, you know, Trout was getting excited and stuff. I was like, 3rd and anything, they're going to get it. 3rd and anything, they're going to get it.
You know why? Because they have Danny DeVito at quarterback. No, that play, though. All right, let's go back to Ron for a minute. Because I don't remember that many specifics about this game, but I remember about 11 minutes in the fourth quarter, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm like, dude, we're down 2 scores now. You need to start treating how you're approaching going up to the line, getting plays called quickly, getting out of the huddle and snapping the ball as if we were down by 1 score with 5 minutes left. 2 scores with 11 minutes left. One score with 5 minutes left. You need to act the same. They're just lollygagging up to the line, bringing it down to 5 seconds on the clock, tick-tocking the whole clock. And I'm like, dudes, hurry up. You got.
Yeah.
It's like the coaches can only look one drive ahead. Like, oh, yeah, well, we got enough time to score once.
Wieselmeyer.
We still almost came back and won somehow.
And we still could have won that game if we didn't have 6 turnovers.
If we would have had 5, we could have done it. And for a minute,
John Riggins was there. Joe Theismann was there.
Apparently, Theismann was at the Hale barbecue right before we got there, because we walked up, people were talking about it.
Huh.
We missed him.
Cool. We missed him. We got there at like 9:32, so he was probably just like cruising in, wanted to go see Tailgate Ted, chat for a minute, because that's Joe Theismann. Chat for 10 minutes.
Yeah, we were late. We didn't get there until 9:30. Anyway, all right. What else do we want to talk about for this game? Anything? It was very disappointing, as usual. What about David Mayo? Nope. Chin in Nova Scotia's not on here. David Mayo had not one, but 2 sacks.
He did have 2 sacks, didn't he?
He did.
It's a great day for him.
Jonathan Allen, I think, had 1.5.
Jonathan Allen, KJ Henry both had 1.5. Mayo had 2. Jamin Davis had 1. Daron Payne had 1. Only his 2nd sack this year. Benjamin St. Juste had 1. Two Hill had 1. I remember that one.
Yeah. Dude, let's talk about KJ Henry. He's actually been...
Well, before we talk about him, F.A. Obada broke his leg, out for the season.
Yeah.
So sucks. KJ Henry came in, right?
KJ Henry has been actually taking advantage of his few chances that I've seen him in there. Remember, he had that sack stolen from him.
That's right.
A couple weeks ago. So it'll be interesting to see how he develops in the offseason when we don't have Ron anymore.
That's a big thing, I think, even though we've got 6 games left. That's a really big thing that I'm worried about with the young people on this roster, is that these coaches are not good. And so they're going to put bad habits on these guys. They've already probably done it to someone like Forbes or something like that. No one's helping him like try to do something at all. He's also really, really skinny. But no one's – like, the coaches are just bad.
Yeah. So apparently there was some dude named Deontay Banks that was going on Twitter or something after the game talking about how, you know, F the Commanders for not taking me and taking Forbes instead or whatever. Okay. He's like, we're 2-0. I'm 2-0 against them now. And he was, and then like, you know, who was it? The linebacker that used to play there? Banks? No, Carl Banks? Is that his name? Anyway.
Used to play where?
For the Giants.
Okay. Maybe.
Former Giant linebacker got on there on Twitter and was like, I like his swagger. This cracked me up. He was like, dude, first of all, take it.
I got you, yeah.
First of all, he was like, first of all, dude, keep that stuff out of, maybe against Terry. Keep that stuff out of social media and you know, talk about that around the Thanksgiving table. And then he said, I like your swagger. You got beat on 2 scores, by the way.
I mean, not that we can laugh like for helping out Ford with that, because we all know how bad he's been. It was nice to see him like dressed down by a former person from the same team. Or former teammate. Former clubmate?
former legend of his team. What was the dude's name? I forgot his name now. He was a famous dude. Carl Banks, dude.
Carl Banks.
Yeah. He was a linebacker, right? Yeah. Carl Banks calls out Deontay Banks. For what?
I wonder if they're related.
I don't know. Let's see. Here it is. Save that for Thanksgiving. Oh, it's not up. Sorry. Here it is.
There it is.
Save that for Thanksgiving dinner with the fam, not the social media. What did he say? Could have come. This is what Deontay said. They could have came and got me at 16, and they didn't. Now I'm 2-0 against you bum boys. F the Commanders. They finna see me 2 times a year until the end of my career. 2 times a year should have come and got me. And then, hold on. He said something else. Hold on. Oh, he also, this is what DJ Cool 4 was saying. He also called out Terry McLaurin, who caught 5 for 43. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, did 17 play today? What is all this? Did he play? I just wanted to know if he played.
You would have trash talked today, huh?
But here it is. Here's what cracked me up about what Carl said. Carl later clarified that he didn't mind the rookie's bravado, but certain messages don't need to be seen by the entire world. Okay. Carl tweeted, "No problem with his swagger. In fact, I love it. But everything ain't for social media." He gave up 2 scores, by the way. Oh my gosh.
And that's a former player from his team.
Yeah, that's like the opposite attitude of Terry McLaurin. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, yeah. It's like who do you want to back up?
It's like, okay, dude, whatever. I'm sure Terry was just like, whatever. Whatever, dude.
He's got to be frustrated like everybody else, though, man. The players, they know that they're not learning anything new from these coaches. These coaches just tread water until the season ends or they get fired.
Yeah.
Dude. So the players, they're losing focus. Like I said earlier, they're losing focus, and that might be why John Dotson's dropping so many balls.
Dude, I don't want to miss...
touchdown, though.
I don't want to misquote him or anything, but I saw something today... I guess it was an interview with Sam Howell, and they said something about the coaches, and he made some remark about, well, if you're not doing your job, like, are they going to get fired, or if you're not doing your job, or something like that? I don't even know what it was.
I did not research that.
I didn't either. I'm spreading some BR. Spreading BR! Let me see. Sam Howell. Maybe someone in the chat room has heard it. Sam Howell.
If he said something like that, they'd report it on ESPN or something. Like, Sam Howell digs on Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
Sources.
Yeah. Anyway.
But, I mean, those guys are frustrated. So.
Dude, I just found an article. Ron Rivera admits he didn't know Sam Howell was good. Oh, we didn't talk about the showers. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Josh
oh
Harris was like, no showers for you guys.
He's like the owner in Major League. Yeah. There's no hot water. There's no hot water in the shower.
If these guys are bad enough, we can move the team to Florida.
Oh, man. Yeah, no hot water. No hot water in the stadium. No hot water for showers. It was like when I was in, like, summer stock when I was 21 years old. And then, like, the you know, if you didn't jump in the shower right away to wash off all your, like, whatever person you were supposed to be in that particular show, you were taking a cold shower. And it sucked.
It sucked.
I wonder if some of them just like drove home and took a shower there. Man, I mean, can you imagine how depressing it is? Jonathan Allen coming home all mad every Sunday night. Terry McLaurin doing that. It's just,
All right, dude. I'm not spreading BR. I found it.
Okay.
Never mind that. Here's what he said. Everyone knows the business we're in, and at the end of the day, if you're not doing your job, things will happen.
That sounds like BR to me. That's just him talking about himself.
Yeah, let's see.
Everybody. He's talking about any player or coaches. He's not just talking about himself, really. He's just talking about everybody. Unless.
I knew he lost a bet because I was like, why is he wearing a Clemson sweatshirt today?
Boy, that.
But at least he went on with it. At least he did it, unlike a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. Props to him.
Okay, maybe it is BR. Oh, here it is. Here it is in context. Commanders quarterback Sam Howell was asked about the scrutiny surrounding head coach Ron Rivera. Howell was asked if it's a hard thing to put aside. Howell said everyone knows the business we're in. If you're not doing your job, things happen.
This is absolute BR.
Yeah, I think they're reading too much into that, like you're saying.
I think he's just talking about what it is.
BR.
Is it a thinly veiled thing about him? I doubt it. I don't think he would want to do anything to throw Ron Rivera under the bus.
Yeah.
He's just frustrated.
Yeah.
But I don't think he meant that about that. I think he just means that about everybody. Players, coaches alike. Yeah, that's what I think. I think he's talking about everybody, players and coaches alike. That's my final answer.
Okay.
All right.
I'm tired of talking about this game. Let's do the games and kicks and get ready
for No lie, dude.
Get ready for Dallas. We want Dallas. We want Dallas. We
I don't know
want
if I can do
Dallas.
That this weekend.
You have you know, to. You have to. We want
oh,
Dallas.
Man.
We want Dallas. I thought I had the sound effect. We want Dallas.
We want Dallas. We want Dallas. We want Dallas.
I don't know where the sound effect is, dude. Oh, hold on. I might have found it. What is this turkey sound effect? Oh, it doesn't work anymore. Here it is. Here it is. There it was. It's a bad sound effect, but...
You can hear the stands
moving. Entire stadium.
You can hear that whole part of that the stands moving.
Yeah.
With that whole, that was the whole... Because, you know, for people that don't know, they used to play football and baseball and soccer there as well, amongst other things. And, of course, like the other multi-purpose stadiums around, like the Shea Stadium or the Oakland Athletics... Now closed stadium that would flood sewage in the basement. They had to put out different type of seats depending on what kind of thing you would go to. And so if you were sitting in those seats that you would pull out for the football game, they were moving and grooving. I mean, you could see them shaking, not a little bit. They were moving a lot.
Okay. With that being said, dude, let's get these games and kicks in.
All right.
Now, the coveted and ever elusive Game Ball Award. Game Ball Award is brought to you by Dick's Pitch. Remember, re-dip at the half. Have problems dropping balls, Jahan? Remember your Dick's Pitch. Available at Dick's and other fine sporting goods stores. Remember to re-dip at the half. All right, Game Ball, do you want to go first? I'll go first. I'm going to give my Game Ball to David Mayo for having 2 sacks.
Well, I'll give mine to KJ Henry for having 1.5 sacks. I believe those are the first for him.
All right. That's two. That's the first ever game ball for David Mayo. And since Chin in Nova Scotia is not on here, he's going to give his to David Mayo.
Mayo.
And Ian 28 is giving his to Henry. And DJ Cool 4 is giving his to Terry. Terry,
I think at the end of the season we're going to find out that like his foot might be a little bit more hurt than we thought. You know? Remember that way back turf toe? He had, like turf toe at the end of the season?
Yeah. Ian 28's over in he already gave his to. I just said it. Such a moron. Okay, all right. Well, let's go into games and then our kicks. Sorry, dudes. Oh my gosh.
You got it, dude.
I'm losing it.
Stay focused. I'm trying. We want Dallas.
It's time for this week's Kicking the Balls Award. Kicking the Walls Award this week is brought to you by our friends at Ridapu. For all the doo-doo that you do, there's Ridapu available at True Value, Taylor's Do It Stores, Limeberry Lumber, and other fun stores. What? What are you doing, dude?
We want Dallas. I was like meditating. We want Dallas.
You have to give your kick first.
How many can I give? God! Oh my goodness. Well, we can kick Logan Thomas. We can kick Byron Pringle. We can kick Chris Rodriguez Jr.
I'm kicking Sam Howell for three picks.
I'd kick Sam Howell. Yeah. Yeah. I'd kick Sam Howell.
Some of those were bad.
Those picks were terrible. I mean, to me, this was his worst game so far.
Yep, me too. I agree. So, from what I could see of it from our oblique angle up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the right word? Oblique angle?
If you're on...
obtuse angle? I don't know. I failed geometry.
If you're on the ESPN side for Washington Commanders... and they'd show, if you're looking at the box score, they would show a picture to the right of the stadium, and it's roughly about where our seats were, except at the other end, or no, to the left of where this was. We were at the to the left of this picture, but the same kind of angle on that picture towards the field. So it was like Aaron was saying, it was kind of hard to tell the depth of exactly where they were.
Yeah,
as far as the first one went up. Oh, man, I'm getting tired.
Well, hurry up and give your game ball so we can let these people get some sleep.
No, it's a kick of the balls.
Sorry, give that. Give your kick.
I've given to a bunch of dudes.
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to hone in on one. I honed in on Sam Howell and Jack Del Rio and all the people that fumbled and all the people that gave up giant plays. Probably.
You know who mine is?
Probably
Forbes. Who mine is going towards?
Who?
Mine is going to Brent Venselmeyer. The defensive backs coach.
Let's give discredit where discredit is due. Brent Venselmeyer, we have finally turned over every stone here at Harry Hog Football and found the culprit. For these wide. We say college wide open. No, these are high school wide open because this dude's used to coaching high school. So. That's a good one. Brent Venselmeyer with his first ever, and I have to say, I didn't see this kicking the balls coming until right now.
I think he deserves it because we went from being one of the best to one of the worst.
Brent Venselmeyer.
And it's all because of you, Brent Venselmeyer.
It's the name of this podcast. Let's give discredit where discredit is due. Brent Venselmeyer. All right. Does that about round it out? Do you guys have any other things that you want us to attempt to talk to? on this game because, you know.
The game's 4:30.
Eat your turkey.
Thanksgiving.
Enjoy.
Eat turkey. If you drink, prepare to drink.
Heavily.
More. Faster.
Who knows? Maybe we'll hang around and, you know, pull an upset on Thanksgiving. I hope so, because that would be fun.
I mean, it's a division game. You never know.
You never know, dudes.
You never know.
Keep the faith, brothers. Anyway, let's round this thing out.
Yeah.
Like to give a shout out to all of our friends that met us in the chat rooms after this debacle, including DJ Cool4, your friend X-Factor357, Shanny, the great Shanny himself, Ian28, the man of few words. Who else was on here? Was Taylor Bud Lighty Code on here, or was that earlier today?
Just earlier, like, and the other guys, you know, the regulars that are in there, Andrew, Compton, Cole, CC, Kenny Ken, who's not here right now. Probably have another kid.
But you can chat with those dudes. You can chat with all these fine folks 24/7 if you join our Discord server for free at tinyurl.com/HarryHF.
That's HarryHF.
You got to be a Redskins fan. Cowboys fans, don't even think about coming in because we're just going to ban you as soon as you get in there.
We're just going to kick you right back out.
It's not a democracy.
It's Discord, not a democracy.
Anyway, you can give us a call on the hog line, 202-735-1788. Just a local call to Washington, D.C. Even though we're not there.
But we just were.
What else? Email hhfpodcast@gmail.com. Twitter @HarryHog. And I think that about rounds it out.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, we'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. Have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy watching us pull the upset against Dak. Overrated.
Hail the Redskins, football team Commanders.
We'll and if you see a Cowboys we'll fan,
you know what to do, hopefully. Joker! Oh my God, I hope we don't get boat raced.
Bye-bye.